Hi, Mark. It's Key. How are you?
Oh, it's so nice to finally talk to you, Key.
Yes. Wow. Gigantic storms, elections, all these things getting in the way of my little book.
Tell us about your little book.
Well, my little book is a collection of 366 facts, one for every day of the year, including leap year. And the title, Learn Something New Every Day, actually came about just in a conversation with my editor when he said, well, why did you become a librarian anyway? And I said, because you learn something new every day. And, you know, to me, that seems like a pretty cool thing.
I think our listeners would enjoy hearing you describe a little bit about what the NPR library is actually like.
Okay. I am, of course, not the librarian. I am one of the team of librarians because there's a lot of work to do here and it would kill one person. We have four or five people working on reference, which, you know, would be familiar to anyone who's ever gone to a reference desk at a public or academic library. We answer questions, fact-checking, putting together background research. We also help people find correct pronouncers, give them some advice on grammar and usage and style and those sort of things. But in addition to that, we have a second library and collection of librarians, the broadcast library, who archive all of our programs, preserve them, catalog, index, retrieve them when we need them, and of course also build and manage the systems to keep track of, you know, 40 plus years of radio programs, plus, you know, all kinds of additional audio and video that they curate. And we also have a couple of people who are music specialists and who advise on production music and help people find what they need for those little buttons and dead rolls that you hear in the programs.
So at no point have you described dusty stacks of books and cobwebs.
Well, we did used to have more books, but they weren't dusty or cobwebby because they were pretty frequently used. We had at one point what would be considered probably a medium-sized news library book collection, between 2,000 and 3,000 volumes, more than 100 magazines and journals, plus, of course, back issues for several years, and an extensive collection of newspaper clip files. And pretty much all of that is gone away and been replaced by the same information, but available, of course, now online at your desktop.
In terms of your own personal preferences, is there a particular field of research that you always enjoy engaging in?
Well, my background as an undergraduate was in fine arts, so anything to do with painting, sculpture, architecture, and beyond that, literature and the arts in general is certainly particular favorites of mine. But I'm also really into American history and politics, world history. I try to know a little bit about a lot of different places. If you ask me the opposite question, what topic do I least enjoy?
Yes.
It would probably be, you know, business and economics, because it's a little dry. And I have to admit, I don't really have a head for numbers. But I've learned over my close to 30 years of doing this job to understand more about economics and business, and certainly to know what the resources are and the tools and how to use them. And, you know, that's really what it's all about. Librarians don't have to know everything or even anything. We just have to know how to look it up.
So what sorts of things might someone be able to look up in a fresh copy of Learn Something New Every Day?
Well, I thought about, of course, Arizona, and what could I tell you about? There are a couple of things in the book that relate to Arizona, and this is one of my favorites, actually. The International Institute for Species Exploration at Arizona State University has a committee of experts who select the top 10 new species from the thousands of life forms fully described and published each year. So I list a few of them. In 2010, they welcomed into the world of science a carnivorous deep sea sponge and a sea worm that can shoot out little flashes of bioluminescence. In 2011, the winners included a spider that spins the toughest biological material ever studied, and, I'm sorry, my absolute favorite, a bacterium that they discovered eating the rust off the RMS Titanic.
Okay, well, I want more. Give us another preview from your book. What's something else?
Let's see. On June 11th, I have Fuzzy Urban Art. In the last few years, a new form of graffiti or street art has emerged and is spreading quickly around the world. Yarn bombing or yarn storming. The motto of these mostly female guerrilla artists, improving the urban landscape one stitch at a time. A wide range of projects has been reported. The Charging Bull bronze sculpture near Wall Street was covered in a pink and purple crocheted bodysuit. The Philadelphia Museum statue of Rocky wore a fuchsia vest. There are leg warmers for stop signs and utility poles, and cars and buses have found themselves suddenly clothed in nicely knitted sweaters. Technically, it is littering or vandalism, but so far incidents seem to be ignored or tolerated by the police. The first yarn bombing day was observed on June 11th, 2011.
I wonder what part of the American psyche spawns that activity. It's actually rather reassuring. It's kind of comforting, isn't it?
It really is, because it, you know, it's a little something to catch the eye, the beautiful bright color, the unexpected texture and look of, you know, something that's knitted or crocheted makes you think of your grandma probably. And I just love the idea, you know, improving the urban landscape, because that's really what it's doing,
yeah,
at least temporarily.
And it might make you reconsider some of these landmarks that you've grown weary of if you happen to walk by the bull every day on your way to work.
Yeah, and probably not have any warm feelings for it before.
Do you ever get recognized because of your name?
Oh, yes. Because of my name being in the credits on some NPR programs, I have become pretty famous among librarians. And that's because so many American librarians are really big fans of NPR. And so when they heard that librarians are getting credits in the programs for the effort that they make to get those things on the air and on the web, you know, they got very excited. And they pretty much think that the NPR librarians have the best library jobs in the world, and I would have to agree with them.
That was NPR librarian Kim Oleski, the author of Learn Something New Every Day, 365 Facts to Fulfill Your Life.